Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, the 21st of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy National Common Courtesy Day.
Oh, well, we'll try that today.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes. And then, of course, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with our high of 79 and overnight lows of 57. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 90. Get ready, folks. Looking at the paper over the weekend and listening to many of the forecasts, it looks like we're, I don't know, let's just pray for rain. Overnight lows Tuesday with 59. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 89. Pull in the plants, you know. I'm saying those outside plants, I loved putting them outside so they could get a drink last week. But here we are with our week going with 86, 89, and 90. Friday calls for 86. So that's our forecast. It is definitely short sleeve weather, and that is brought to you, the forecast, by Shasta Gas Propane, which is located in Anderson. Veteran and senior discounts always with Shasta Gas Propane. You can always call them at 365-3793.
Okay, you have to be hidden under a rock not to know there's the Russians have invaded Ukraine. And the and we're fortunate today and honored to have three guests who are from Ukraine. And they are now in our country. And have been, and we're going to learn how they got here and all this. And I'd like to introduce Yuri and his wife, Tatiana.
Good morning.
Alexandra. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay.
Thank you for being with us, first of all, and foremost, may we both, may we welcome you to our station, and you have your Ukrainian flags, and I know that this is such a painful time, and we appreciate you sharing your testimony with us.
Okay, well,
thank you for inviting us. We're so glad to be here.
Okay, now we need to keep you in close, so when you talk, just get right in tight to that microphone. Okay. Let's start with Yuri and Tatiana. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you got to Shasta County.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
You bet.
My name is Yuri. I was born in Odessa, Ukraine, 1975. We met in Ukraine. Tatiana is also from Odessa region. And we moved to United States 18 years ago.
Okay.
So half of our life, more than half of our life, we've been in Ukraine, in Odessa. 3 years we've been living in Kyiv, in the capital. And we moved here as a missionaries, actually. We started a church in New York City for Russian-speaking people because there was 1 million Russian-speaking people in New York that did not know Jesus. And so after living in New York, we moved to Texas and then Seattle, Washington, and then we ended up in Reading because we heard of the Bethel Christian School for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized that there's a powerful ministry school here in Reading. So we moved here and enjoy Reading. I've been here for 7 years.
Okay, and Tatiana, you tell us a little bit about your life and.
I was born in Soviet Union, like my husband, in 1974, and we were born when this was like Soviet Union, very like regime at that time, and we were happy to see that transformation to freedom, like to our life, like we were born in Soviet Union. And actually, my grandmother, she, because of the communism, because of the regime, Stalin's regime, she lost 8 children in Holodomor. It's artificial hunger.
There were two separate famines
yes.
That were induced famines by the communist regime in the Ukraine. Two separate ones that killed something like 8 million people or more.
There's a bronze statue of a little girl that my mother over the weekend visiting Sacramento pulled it out and talked about the Holodomor and what that represented and that how in many places in history it's been wiped off like it didn't happen. Yes. But you're here to... It very much happened to your grandmother's children.
Yes, I know many my friends that their grandparents, like grandfather, grandmother, they lost their children at that time too. So it was like in my village, it was a place when all the food was burned, and the people were starving to death. Like for 2.5 years, like 8 children died in my family. So we remember that atmosphere. Our grandparents, they remember that atmosphere when government is taking that food and they burned it and you are hungry and you are starving and your children are dying. So that's why Ukraine are so doesn't want to be under regime anymore. So at that time they wanted to get rid of communism and to be separate from Soviet Union, but Stalin was so controlling and so rude with Ukrainians, and like at that time, just for that time, like 4.5 million people died just from artificial hunger. And that's why we're so against the regime. That's why we don't want to leave right now. This attack, this war is the attempt to bring Ukraine again under Russian regime. And Putin is want Ukraine back. And that's why we're so, I know all my friends, I have a family there, my sisters, one family of my older sister, and another family of my younger sister, many friends, and all of them, they say, I will better die than to live again under communism. And this is not only one person side. This is like national trend. Not because we so kind of arrogant, but we know how it looks like to live under regime. I remember that feeling that you always feel like someone is watching you. You always, I remember my father, he was, when he's saying something, he was trying to say very quietly, because we know that you cannot say something about government aloud, even in your family, because we know that time when it was like black car at night comes and bring how many million people Stalin just...
Yeah, around 11 million Stalin killed.
Killed at night. At 9, when every people...
Cars speaking. Would show up, there'd be a knock on the door, then people would disappear.
Yeah.
So you said about a million people.
11 million
people.
During the Soviet Union time. That was the number of how many people were, sent to Siberia or killed, murdered, or put to jail. Repression machine was working every day.
And right now it's coming back. This is what's going on right now in Russia. If you name this conflict war, you have 15 years in jail just because of this one word. So people who are killing each other have 10 years, but who calls it war have 15 years in jail. So how you call that? It's regime. And nothing good in Putin. I know that some people think, he's kind of maybe he's against the evil, but actually you need to know his heart. For he came to the power in 1999 and he's still in power. And he's not, and he feels himself like a monarch, but he's not. He's just a person who gave the people through propaganda the feeling that he is the Tsar of Russia and he is controlling people like a Tsar of Russia. All the opposition was killed or in jail. The people who were against him in jail or killed. This is the fact. But through the propaganda, he's so programming people to believe that he's the best. Even friends who live here, that they believe that Putin is the best for Russia. He is the only one for Russia. And if you say to them, do you think that people but that he make you to think that way. No, he's the best. He put our economy so high, but actually economy was so high because the price for gas jumped when he came to the power, because people thought that he's good and they trusted them, like international community.
Okay, we're here with Yuri and Tatiana and Alexandra, and we're going to get back. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Alexandra, too. What I got from that was under the Soviet regime, they had two different periods of, and what was it called, hon? The starvation.
Holodomor.
Holodomor. Two forced starvations, famines that killed millions of Ukrainians. And in Tatiana's case, her grandmother lost 8 children during this.
Very much their version of the Holocaust, and that's what I call Holodomor. So when you that has been erased from history in many, many books about what Ukraine went through with the Holodomor.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alaska Airlines. You know, you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. With one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaska cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. And right out at our own airport, you can go worldwide, almost. You might have to make a couple of stops, but from right here from Redding, we'll be right back with our Ukrainian friends.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shine, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shine, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I'm happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids. We're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Good morning, and this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Your Talk Radio with Free Fire Radio. We're very very excited and honored to have our guests with us, and of course with our sponsors, which is Cornerstone Community Bank. They will be bringing us this segment. It's a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. We bank with them as well. Four banks in the Shasta County area. Thank you, Cornerstone Community Bank, for doing wonderful work to see a way forward for our communities.
Okay. We're here today with Yuri Tatiana, and they're married. They're here. They are a religious. They came to America because
missionary work.
But they've also suffered personal tragedy when the communist regime had Ukraine, where they had two induced by the government famines that killed millions of Ukrainians on purpose. And Tatiana's grandmother lost 8 children during this because of that. We also have with us Alexandra. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really I really want to cry right now because we just heard parts of the anthem. We really want to sing along, and I'm just combating a few tears. This is so tragic.
That's I have a good feeling that actually we'll be playing Ukrainian music today.
Well,
so.
for many of us in America, as we feel our country, we feel that some people have just gotten kind of numb or, if you want to call it, lazy for what our country stands for. And those people who fought for our country, for those freedoms. And that's the part that gets me when people will bash the country when they can actually say whatever they want to say and they're not being watched and killed for what they say or being held, you know, exterminated, if you will. So tell us a little bit about your story, Alexandria, and thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. I would talk about myself, and then I would like to comment on a few things that Yuri and Tatiana were asked, because I have some updated information as well about tapping. So I'm from Kyiv. My husband is from Chernivtsi, which is a border to Romania. His mother and father are staying there. We pray they're safe. His sister is in Lviv with young kids. Hopefully they are also relatively safe, though we hear different things. And the really breaking is they hit 2 rockets in Kyiv, 2 Kyiv areas I'm familiar with. Kyiv is so dear to me.
And Kyiv, of course, is the capital. How large is the city?
It's around 3 million.
It's
very big.
There's like 45 million people, 42 to 43 million people, by the way, in Ukraine.
3 million left, I guess, already.
Yeah, at least 3, but they say there's another 7 million on the move inside the country. Doesn't mean that they're leaving, except they've just been dispossessed from their areas.
Kyiv
also
is very beautiful. It's always been like Europe. And I've listened to some spiritual people. They say, What wrong we did we want? We want to build a little Switzerland here in Europe for people to come in, enjoy, have some coffee. Lviv offers a varieties of cafes, beautiful cobbled roads. It's like little Krakow or Prague. It's beautiful. Kyiv, you know, combines more of that, because it's like in this plateau is in the heart, in the middle. It's very beautiful. The Holodomor thing, my husband is just texting me. I'm asking what about his family, because I hear that in his mother's village, it's in Vinnytsia region. Vinnytsia is southern of Kyiv. It's like a few hours by train. He said that a third of people were just died from famine, from this artificial famine. So it's the third of the village. It's around 800 people.
When you call it artificial, let's just for our listener, that would mean that there wasn't really a famine, but the government enforced it, so they held back the food. So it was a real artificial. It's not as if food wasn't available.
It was taken away.
They would
come and grab the grains. Every single grain for every single family.
So that you can't think of a harsher cruelty.
I mean, it's one thing to shoot people, but it's another to have a systematic approach.
And
to
children,
starve
innocent
and
children,
knowing who's going to die first would be children. So.
So what news do you have? You said that you have some breaking.
We watched. It's about the tapping and the new reality Russians are facing. So first of all, a few words about people. My father, he's a war child. He's a child of war. He was born in 1941. He is not alive anymore. A few days ago, it was 10 years after we buried him in Kyiv. So he used to say that uncles or people in leather jackets, in black jackets, would come at night and grab somebody who said something really they were not supposed to say. So he also carried it throughout all his life, this fear. And my father was so, you know, timid. He said, I am a Soviet Union person, and there is no way I can change it. I was brought up this way. It's a philosophy. I say, Daddy, can you be more assertive? Can you stand up? Can you speak up? He was such a nice person, a polyglot. I was born in Cuba because he was a Spanish translator there at the Soviet military base. And then I went through Chernobyl. That's where we lived. So phone fire is my second evacuation, for you to know. Imagine.
You were born in Cuba.
Havana.
And raised in Chernobyl.
And then moved to Chernobyl and
before
Kyiv.
The
yes,
of course, before the incident that happened there.
I continued my father's profession, so I'm a translator myself. I went to the top five best universities in Ukraine, Taras Shevchenko University, and my specialization is teaching languages, you know, translation. I'm very proud of it because I've been doing that for almost my entire life. I'm 40, and that's what I'm doing right now. We have our channel, Ukraine is Talking, with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing the subtitles so that American people could know.
And what we want to do is, Pat, you're out there someplace. And
can we put that on our, chat pack?
We want to put it in our chat pack. We also want to put it on our Facebook page, and we'll get all that up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, that's not a problem. Now, are you in contact? Now, y'all were telling me you're watching European TV and Ukrainian.
Even Moscow.
In Moscow. And so you're seeing things that
we're not seeing.
We're not seeing, of
through
course.
Through your eyes, through the eyes of, know what I mean.
So can you tell us what people are saying there?
So they interviewed young people on Moscow streets, like yesterday. We were watching it a bit, and they're starting to get that feeling. Like, oh, well, so far it's the filter it solely by losing Instagram, TikTok, McDonald's, IKEA.
Does that have a big impact on people?
Yes.
Because when you hear people saying, oh, they're going to lose McDonald's, but I've had the opportunity to travel in a lot and live in a lot of European countries. And it is big. And, in fact, the first place we ate when we went to Croatia because we got off the plane late, was a McDonald's.
That's a food place. Yeah. But when you have a platform that you're used to doing daily, and then that's taken away, and then you have another platform that you communicate on, and then that's taken away.
Are they now, is it starting, are the sanctions from what you see, is it starting to have an impact on the people?
They're fighting for sugar. They say, I have a knife. Just move out of my way. This is what I just literally read about when getting prepared for this interview. Elderly women, they don't respect each other. They don't show any respect. They just move, bang the carts together. Shelves are empty. No groceries. The deficiency is already there. They're lacking.
We're talking about in Russia.
Okay. Moscow.
Right.
Necker Woods, St. Petersburg. All the shelves are empty. And young people talking about McDonald's, some girl said, it's a symbol of my dating here, coming here, using as a public restroom. We're going to miss that. We're going to lag that. We don't know what to do because we don't know where to go because we are now being hated so much. We don't know what to do. They're just facing that. But I don't think they really sense it. It's just starting to come.
The gravity.
And the impact, because it will take a while to empty the shelves.
The trickle down.
And Russia's always had a little bit of problem keeping their shelves filled anyway. And so this has got to make it worse. We got to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about, again, all the, you're listening to all the, your friends and family from Ukraine, from Kyiv, and now they're starting to surround Kyiv. They're asking for the surrender of one of your cities. They're moving toward Odessa from where you all are from, Tatiana and Yuri. It looks like he wants to take all of the ocean ports there. But again, to hear from what you all are hearing from back home. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. And Mike Hubert, Estate Granite, has been doing this for over 20 years.
Fought for our country.
That's right. Another better-known business. He is an artist when it comes to marble or granite slate. He can help you redesign your home, especially your kitchen, bathroom, other rooms. He works by appointment only, and he's a very busy guy, but you can give him a call for a free consultation at 241-STONE, STONE, or learn more at estategranite.com. But we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of March, 7:36 in the morning, it's, gosh, I don't know, what, 40, it's got to go up to...
54. It's 54 degrees. It's, no, it's going to be 79
today. 79
today. We have a warm week ahead of us.
That's right.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, fixing things that would be heirlooms, watches, all your jewelry needs located at Four Winds Jewelry. Now we have Alexandra, Tatiana, and Yuri with us. Our Ukrainian friends are here to share with us the plight that we're in. Also, just so you know, at the station here, there are 6 Ukrainian flags that they brought in for us to give away for those of us that want to, again, be mindful in spirit for those people in our world. We do share your feelings. Now, before we took a break, during a break, we were talking about the Budapest. With some kind
memorandum.
Of memorandum.
Budapest memorandum. So can you talk a little bit about that? This was from years ago.
Yeah, sure. Ukraine used to be a very full of nuclear warheads.
Yeah.
1,900 warheads. So we were number 3 in the world on the nuclear power.
That was under the Soviet.
That was during the Soviet Union.
Okay, during
then
the Soviet.
Then Soviet Union collapsed, and America started negotiating with Russia, that we need to do something to de-weaponize as many countries as possible, and Ukraine as well. And so Ukraine, in order to build relationship with the United States, Ukraine signed the memorandum stating that, okay, we give up all our nuclear warheads, actually to Russia, for your promise to protect our territory and sovereignty of the country. And so United States signed it, then Great Britain signed it, Russia signed it, and I think Belarus president signed it. And so Ukraine was always counting on the support of the United States to protect the country because we gave up all the major weapons. And so now when the war started, that's why we kind of been expecting, Ukrainians been expecting more help from the United States, and we're really thankful for what is happening right now, money-wise and weapon-wise. That's amazing help. But still, it's kind of, it's not enough because the sky is still open. We don't have enough aircrafts. We don't have enough, you know, to shoot the
Stinger.
Yeah. So that's why... We are still expecting more support, more sanctions, more strict sanctions. We still expect that America would continue to pressure Russia even more strict.
Do you are you getting from your friends back in Kyiv or other places in Ukraine? What are they saying right now?
It's very weird that a lot of families I talk to, they would hate to leave Ukraine. And those who do, they don't want to go too far because we are offering our property as shelter. We got it prepared last week. Everything is ready. But people stay. And I'm like, I also have Tanya, who I know as my friend and who I sold my Kyiv apartment to. She has a son of 4.5, like my son, a toddler. And I said, it's not safe to keep the child in Kyiv region. Why are you staying? Let me do something for you. Let me find ties for you. Maybe west of Ukraine, maybe Lviv, maybe Zakarpattia. And she says, Timur is covered. He is with mom and dad. We don't have the money to go too far. I can't work like that with a child next to me. Here I have my grandmother's grandfather. So that they are afraid that they won't be able to pay for their hotel stay in Poland because prices are pretty high and they hate to leave their land. They want to go back.
Well, like you said, there's been over 3 million, refugees as of now. But are your friends and the people you know back there, are they willing to pick up a firearm and fight? Can you give us some comments on that?
Yeah, I have my sister and two sisters and their husbands and their sons. And all of them, they say, we will stay here to the end.
We do have a caller. Ron, if you're still on the line, do you have a question or a comment for one of our guests collectively?
Yes, I do. Good morning. I'm so sorry about your country. But years ago, I saw a documentary film. I think it was called Harvest of Despair. And it's a place where they grow a lot of grain, like our Midwest. Anyhow, is that something that Russia is trying to fight for and take over right now? And I'll take my answer off here. So thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ron. What he says is it was a documentary he saw, and the fact that Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe. Is this one of the things they want? One of their objectives is to take over
the grain?
The grain.
Well, I think Putin wants to take the whole country,
yes. Right,
not just the grain.
Right.
Of course, we have an amazing soil, and we have used to be a breadbasket of Europe.
Right.
So there's huge potential in the country, but I don't think that really what interests Putin, because he's rich, he's really rich of stealing,
He could be one of the rich. He could be the richest man in the world. Nobody knows for sure.
Yeah. So I think what he really wants is to be sure that the revolution that happened in Ukraine will never happen in Russia, because our people stood up to the Soviet regime and took the president who used to be a puppet of Putin. We took him out, Yanukovych, if you remember the name. And so Ukraine started moving toward democracy like huge steps. And people who used to be against the regime in Russia, when they were looking at Ukraine, they were started getting encouraged to do the same in Russia. And we saw that more and more protests started happening in Russia. And that's what Putin hates. And so he wants to stop this major shift to democracy in Ukraine just to be safe in his territory.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the, and I've read of that. And the other thing, he doesn't want Ukraine to be a part of NATO. He wants to, two of your states of Ukraine want to move away from Ukraine, back to Russia. And he wants Ukraine to demilitarize, take away all your weapons. And don't worry about it once you do that, and then everything will be okay. Well, do you think that, that the Russians thought they could just walk in and take over quickly?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Putin was informed by his associates that they have the best military in the world because they invested billions and billions of dollars for so many years. And he was told by his associates, generals, that It will take maximum a week to just took the whole country into our control. And so he never expected that Ukrainians would fight back so harshly.
So tell us, for our listeners, we've got just about a minute before we take our break, this leader that you have, the world is watching this guy with that's got complete chutzpah. He just is the epitome of what you think of old school cowboy coming in and making it just like, take no prisoners is what we're going to do for our country. What, tell us about him.
Well, Zelensky, he's from Jewish family. And I'm actually, as a Jewish man, I know the Jewish families were not brainwashed as much as the other population in the Soviet Union time. So his father is very educated, professor and teaching in the university, and mother is also very intellectual. So he was not brought up under that brainwashing machine as much as other people in Soviet Union. And then he became an amazing leader who really inspires people to fight, not give up freedom, not give up what they accomplished and achieved already in Ukraine. He's such an inspiration. He is really showing the heart, not for political games and manipulations, but just a pure heart to save lives. That's his motive. He puts life as the priority above everything, above politics, above all these games.
That's great.
Well, we're going to take another break here.
A real leader.
Well, he was also, though, on... Wasn't he a comedian?
Can I advertise
something? Yeah,
so go on Netflix, and his movie is number 2 now in rating in Netflix. It just beats all the records, The Servant of the People. It was translated, but it hasn't been voiced over yet, so there are subtitles, and everybody's enjoying it immensely.
Okay, so he was an entertainer and then got into politics. We have a history of that here, now, Ronald Reagan and that.
He did this movie. It's like a show, 24 episodes.
Okay,
and in that movie, as the comedian, he played a main role of the history teacher who suddenly somehow became the president of the country. So the whole of 24 episodes, they played how they think it would be the right way to get rid of corruption and to start changing the whole, you know, regime into the democracy. Country adored the show. Everybody loved it. And then the question arose in the air, like, by the way, maybe you can do it in the real life.
Oh, my gosh.
And then election time came, and jokingly but seriously, he put his name in as a candidacy, and 73% of the country voted for him. Yeah, that was an amazing story.
Love that. Well, no, on that note, we do take a break here on KCNR. Stay tuned with us when we have more with our Ukrainian friends here as we discuss so many things this morning. Alexandra, Tatiana, and Yuri. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is Ukrainian Freedom Day. We have three our Shasta County natives from the Ukraine, Yuri and Tatiana, and then Alexandra, who's here. They've immigrated here to Shasta County. They have kids in school here. They are in contact with their family and friends back in Ukraine, in Kyiv and other places. Linda asked a great question. What can we do to help? And of all the things I was thinking of at much higher levels, Yuri, what do Ukrainians
need? So our
need?
Listeners can, right now, yeah, they feel compelled in their heart, yeah, to do something.
Right from where you are right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, from our conversations with friends that we do daily, those who are on the front lines, they say there's a huge need for a simple thing like a tourniquet to stop blood loss, because many people are getting into these explosion areas, mm-hmm, and forgive me for these pictures, but they lose
and they use limbs, and these are kids, these are everybody
age. And then there are some situations that we were told that people come and they cannot even help because they don't have tourniquet to, mm-hmm, to stop the blood loss, mm-hmm, and that's the reason why many people die right now.
So you have, there's an Amazon site, so what I would curious
Amazon list.
Okay, from there, when somebody says, okay, it's like $30 for one kit, in that kit, then when it gets, where are they sending it from that, from Amazon that's dropping off, and is it getting on the front line?
Yeah, it's our Amazon list, and people can order one or two or 10 or 100 or, mm-hmm, 1,000, and they will come to our address, and then we have a company in Sacramento.
Got it.
And they ship it almost daily right now. They ship it to Ukrainian
border.
Okay,
so you can have it delivered to your home Right. And then, and this is a simple thing. It's called, you know, the tourniquet. We carried anywhere from 2 to 3 on our bodies when we were fighting in Fallujah and Ramadi. It saves lives.
So,
it definitely saves lives. So,
for our listeners, and they are trying to find out, okay, like some people maybe not really savvy on the computer, they go to Amazon, and then what do they?
No, they go to the link that connects to. We can provide you the link.
Okay,
please
website.
Do that.
Yeah. All right,
we'll
let's do that.
That. Well, and what we're going to do is we'll give you the link. We'll put it on our chat room before they leave. Plus, we'll put it on our Facebook page and our website. And so what essentially is you go to the link, buy the tourniquets. They get shipped here to Shasta County. And from here, you all transport them to Sacramento.
Excellent.
And then they go to end up
yeah,
in
Yeah, that's
Ukraine.
A movement from our body here right. in Shasta County Let's, and our listeners. Let's go to Betty. Betty, do you have a comment or a question for our guest from Ukraine this morning?
It's a question. I was wondering how they feel about Hunter Biden and the money he took from their country.
No comment. Thank you.
Well,
I just saw the shaking of the head. So,
okay.
If
yeah.
you feel like, Yuri, do you want to comment on that?
Well, there's lots of rumors going around it. What we focus right now on is the current situation. The hundreds of people are dying. Yes, we can talk around subjects and, you know, somebody said this, somebody said that. We try to stop the war, and that's what we try to emphasize right now in the year and in the hearts of people, that there's such a urgent situation. This is not politics. This is genocide is happening right now, every day. Hundreds and hundreds of people are dying. We don't want to talk about some secondary issue.
Yeah, who said what, who did what,
yeah.
right?
We want to help war to stop.
There's blood on the ground in this very moment, real human blood. Alexandra, you had a comment.
I would like to add to the help, real help thing. Make sure you, first of all, don't buy Russian goods from the companies that still export to Russia. I know you're familiar with the brand Nestle. It still Nestle's, right?
Yeah.
It's still present in Russia. So every, I don't know, dollar or ruble spent to Russia goes to war. You know what I mean?
There are lists of companies, and the companies, that list has gotten a lot smaller.
So if you drink chocolate milk and you go and you have a mocha someplace and there's chocolate, just take a break for a minute and just think about,
or
you know,
find another kind.
And I will tell you that the other night, a couple weeks ago, we were out with some friends and we wanted a martini and we screamed out loud, no Russian vodka. I mean, it was interesting, and everybody went, yay, at the restaurant, because it was like,
Everybody was cheering. So I know it seems silly and fatuous since we're sitting here in the safety of the United States.
And you both have your cell phones out, and you're, every minute is counting the updates every moment that we're breathing. People are dying.
We would like, if you could do it, maybe have somebody call in from Ukraine. And you all be here. If they don't speak English, be our translator. And to tell us what's going on in the city or that part of their country, if you could do that, is that possible?
You mean right now?
No. We'll set it up.
Yeah,
we'll set it up.
Sure.
No, not right now. If they're picking up their phones and I'm going, well, they can make this happen.
Ukrainians.
But let's set up another day to be able to do this where we can talk to somebody that's right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's amazing when you get information from, not from the media.
Right.
That's so many different websites that you can read lots of stuff. We try to collect our information from people who live there. Because this is a war, informational war as well.
It is.
And huge propaganda that been during the Soviet Union time for more than 100 years now, brainwashing people in Russia so much that they think, they literally believe that Putin is doing the right thing of helping Ukraine to be free from nationalists, Nazis, neo-fascists. And so when we talk to people in Russia over the phone, by the way, we lost almost all friends because they are convinced that the war is for good.
Did you say you lost a lot of friends?
Yeah, just because.
Okay, I'm just saying
because we tell them how do you know that we have nationalists in Ukraine. Oh, everybody knows that. How do you personally know? Oh, because I watch TV. Uh-huh. And we have friends who live there and who tell us the information firsthand. So who do you believe? They're still not ready to shift because of such a, you know, like they're like bewitched, so to say.
By governments.
By so much propaganda.
The last thing, and we're running out of time, but the freedom in the United States, obviously you've been here long enough to see that. Your thoughts on that? Just the freedoms we have here. Do people take it for granted?
When we just immigrated to the United States, it took me about 6 years to understand that I was brainwashed.
Really?
Just to understand that, hey, I was completely manipulated because when you hear the freedom that America is experiencing here, that people are never even think about that they could be punished for words, that they could be taken to jail for just saying something negative about the president. I mean, it happens the opposite. Like, people say just whatever they want, and so much freedom here. And it's such a opposite of what we experienced in Soviet Union.
It took you 6 years to figure it out.
It took me just 6 years to realize that.
So, you know what they're saying, it's true. Okay.
Well, we appreciate you being with us.
We do
have to take a break and get on with our 8 o'clock hour. But you guys, thank you so much for being present here on this Monday morning. And we love our Ukrainian friends. Thank you. We hope to have you back again very soon.
And as we said, get somebody to call in from Kyiv or another place there and to tell us what's going on right there so we can do an update.
Yeah,
from
we
the
can
people.
Invite someone from Mariupol right now. Like,
yeah, they're under attack right now, and the Russians want Zelensky to surrender the city. Okay, well, and so stay tuned, everybody. We will make that happen. Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
Into a war of attrition, with Russia continuing to barrage cities.
That's correspondent Charles Deledesma. An airline disaster in the mountains of China.
China Eastern Boeing 737 crashed Monday afternoon in southern China. There were 132 people on board, 123 passengers, and 9 crew members. It's unknown now if there are any survivors.
Correspondent Ken Moritsugu in Beijing. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 110 points. The S&P is up 4 points. The Nasdaq 57 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one, and I'm cute kid number two. And we have been forced, you mean hired, we have been hired to tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home, and maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters, or someone your realtor or friend recommends. And then a few months later, you hear us being forced, hired, to tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage. And then you feel like you missed out, because you probably did miss out. And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to Animalist Consumer Access, federal or corporate Animalist number 1335, REC Animalist number 65233, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Moscow Stock Exchange has partially reopened for the first time since the day after the Russians went into Ukraine.
This is just Russian government bonds that have been opened up, so really only a very partial amount of the stock exchange that's been reopened. But even that, at the moment, the price index has fallen by 9.4%, which is the lowest it's been now since December 2014. But still a stage of trying to sort of reopen, trying to bring some level of normality back. Although, of course, the impact of the sanctions will still be having a very strong effect on Russia and its economy.
The BBC's Caroline Davis in Moscow. German prosecutors say they now believe the suspect in a knife attack on a train in November, left 4 people wounded, was motivated by Islamic extremism. The attack took place on a high-speed train traveling from the Austrian border to Hamburg. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some hot-button issues coming to the fore in Alaska.
Simmering public anger in Juneau over the legislature's failure to settle the state's most radioactive issue, just how big a check residents should receive from the state's oil wealth fund, is nevertheless colliding with a once-a-decade opportunity for political activists, the chance for voters to call a convention to amend that state's constitution. Now, the frustration over the oil check question does provide a so-called tailwind for groups seeking to change the Constitution to address a number of topics, such as restricting abortion and altering the process for selecting state judges. Jason Walker reporting.
And on Wall Street this hour, the Dow in negative territory, the blue chips down 123 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We had our Ukrainian friends on for the 7 o'clock hour, and Carl is in the lobby speaking with them and getting information for our listeners and for our Facebook so that you can go to their link and order what they're in need of right now in Ukraine, and that is, believe it or not, tourniquets. And with me this morning is Susan. Hello, I got to get that over here. Wait. Let's get that out of the way. All right, so we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff this morning, but let's go into the weather. It is currently 54 degrees. It looks like we're going to have a high of 79 today and overnight lows of 57. Tomorrow calls for a high of 90.
90.
What happened with that?
90.
Wednesday, 89. Thursday, 86. And Friday, 86. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out of Anderson area. The Kinney family doing a lot of secret angel work as well. 365-3793. Ashley's at the helm. And what national day do we have?
California Strawberry Day.
Ooh. Oh, it's got to be California Strawberry.
That's what it's called.
Strawberry fields.
We're also looking at World Down Syndrome Day, Common Courtesy Day, and French Bread Day.
Oh, well.
And it's all part of Women's History Month.
Oh, thank you, Susan. And, of course, we have Susan with us this morning, Citizens Advocating Respect.
That's it.
SAR.
SCAR.
SCAR.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just was minus a syllable in there. Okay, so, I mean, a letter. So, help me here because I just flow with me because that was our last segment just took me to the ground that right in our world right now, we don't hear about it. You know, we read about it. We hear about it. But that the human touch of being around other humans that are experiencing this trauma with families and right there is just really intense.
I have to say the bravery of the Ukrainian people is stunning to me. You know, I mean, they are fighting on really the ground level,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the Russians appear to be lobbing stuff at every building that they can get to, and that hurts people. And I heard this morning on the radio 3.5 million refugees already from the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very brave people.
They really are. So we were able to be, we were blessed having them on this morning. Mm-hmm. And Carl's in the other room now.
Do those folks live here in
Redding? Yes, they're Shasta County mm-hmm. residents and mm-hmm. they have family there. So they're mm-hmm. in touch every day about what's happening. And, mm-hmm. One has been here for 17 years. One couple has been here for 17. Missionaries.
Missionaries. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And knowing that you had the daughter of a being, weren't you involved with somebody who, weren't you a missionary?
No, well, my dad was in the Foreign Service.
Okay.
So we traveled all over the world my whole youth. You know, I have to say that I have never been to Ukraine.
Mm.
And there are not many countries I can say. But most of those countries then, when I was a child, were USSR. And really, Americans didn't travel there.
Communism.
Yeah.
So you don't...
We didn't
travel
there.
I've only experienced when... twice. I know what it was to go into China and Venezuela in travels. And in China, it was literally you had the soldiers with the Red Star, the military outfits carrying machine guns, mm-hmm. and you were going through barbed wire and what you had to do to get into the China country,
mm-hmm.
or the country of China, coming from Hong Kong, because I went through a couple times. And then in Venezuela, that was, you know, where you're walking down the street and you've got, like, armed soldiers with machine, whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
AKRs, whatever they are. Very much like you could feel that. It happened one time in Manila as well, is that we were just on the verge of a breakout. You can feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when you're watching The Godfather, one of my favorite movies of all the trilogy, and they're seeing, you know, like that's happening on the street. There's an unrest that's happening in Cuba, but it's not quite. So, well, good morning, and what's on your subject matter today? You always bring good, juicy stuff.
I do, and I left the stuff sitting on my desk, but I can talk about it anyway, and I'm sure that you know a lot about it. The thing I wanted to talk about today was inequality for women. So when we talk about Shasta County citizens advocating respect, one of the things that we look at are equality.
Mm-hmm.
Equality. And we do talk about color, but women are also a group, and this is Women's History Month, who aren't treated equally to, let's just call them old white men, just for the day. And I don't mean that in any kind of insulting way whatsoever. But men have run our country for years, run the world for years. And I was looking at some articles. You know, I think the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson has really made some people look again at women and having a woman on the Supreme Court. How many have ever been there? Not very many. You know, I think the thing that concerns me the most about equality for women is that most of the poor people are women. So I ask you, why do you think most of the poor people are women?
The poor people in America?
Uh-huh. Are women and their children.
I'm not sure if, I don't know how I would comment on that. I would think that if I were to try to find the answer, it would be not suppression, but maybe the idea that they can't do.
They can't do. And so when we start talking, you're right on here. You know, when you talk about women, often women have a lower level of education, especially worldwide. You know, there are countries where girls don't go to school. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not just talking about the United States, although I like to focus on Shasta County myself. So women are educated less. Women are still, despite the fact that we're becoming, and men are really helping out in the home, you know, we have two workers in every family, mom and dad. They are still responsible for the home. Women have another issue that keeps them in poverty, and that is pregnancy. You know, I know that I got pregnant, and I didn't have to leave my job, but my job didn't really give me the liberties that I needed to manage my pregnancy. You know, I was pregnant before there was even family leave. You know,
right?
You got pregnant, you had a baby. You found a way to take care of it, and you were immediately back to work.
Yeah, it was my mother's era. I remember when she had my brother. My dad was in the Navy. It was 2 weeks. I don't even know if it was 2 weeks. She was back. You know, she had my brother was being babysat by a Guamanian because
mm-hmm.
They were in Guam and in the village. And when I say that, by Guamania, because they were living in a Guamania village. And so the same with me, because my mom's a worker. You talk about, she came from she called it the other side of the tracks. It stayed with her, in Iowa. And at 52, she went and finished her degree because she was not going to, and her mom and dad didn't push for her to have, an education. It was always something that she felt like, that she was on the bottom level of a lot of jobs because she didn't have the education. And so she was always a worker. But, you know, so I grew up with a mother who wasn't going to let society tell her, dictate to her what it was going to be.
And so did I. My mother actually graduated from college with her youngest child.
How is that?
And she had seven children. You know, she had seven children. And when you have seven children, your life is different. You know, it's just different. Somebody has to take care of the children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the statistics show that if you do get a job and you go to work, that women generally learn, and this is from many statistical bases, earn 24% less for the same job as a man would do.
And why do you think, you know, at this point and stage in our life and our times in America, where is the structure? I mean, at this time, how do you break the barrier? Because I know we have so many female executives that are running, CEOs now, that are running major corporations in America.
But far less than men. I mean, if you look at the numbers, far less than men. And the same goes in government. So if you look at government, I'm just giving you statistics, you know, from the research. If you look at government, only about women are represented at a much lower level in government. There was an article recently that said only 5% of the mayors in the United States cities are women.
Well, why do you think that is? And we'll talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center leads by far any other medical facility in our area. One of the things they are with the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization in the United States, top ranked by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, topped rank by Leapfrog, an organization that measures all of the statistics that come out of hospitals, you know, patient care, preventative care, the way that people are taken care of, safety, all of this. So many different things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is far, far away, heads and shoulders above everything else in our nation. Not our nation, but in our area. Healing starts here. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Health Center. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lake Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. It's Reading's dish premier local retailer, and he is a great guy, Doug Tooley. He's been in this business for over 30 years. It's a better-known business. He can give you guarantees that you'll never get from that 800 number. It is a good business. We have our business through Doug and have never wanted for customer service. Doug's the one that after other people told us it was going to be hundreds and hundreds of dollars to realign our satellite when they switch satellites from some of the corporations that feed us things. Doug came out there with a I'm not kidding you. Came out there with a compass, and he goes, and he moved it an inch and a half, maybe, and it worked. Because that's the kind of guy. I don't think he may have charged me $30. Yeah, buy me lunch. You know, that's the kind of guy Doug Tooley is, and B&T Satellite. Give him a call, 241-3474. All right, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and I'm going to step back because she and Linda are having this conversation about downtrodden women who are being treated horribly.
Well, let's not get carried away there, Carl. Okay. But we are talking, this is Women's History Month. So Carl was working with the Ukrainians as they were leaving. What a grand group of folks. I listened to the radio for a while before I came in just so that I could see who was on before me. And wow. I mean, mm-hmm. how brave that country, those people, those women, you know, walking to the border, carrying their right. children, leaving right. their lives and home behind. I mean, what strong women they have.
Well, I it's amazing, I guess, what would happen if you have to ask yourself, or one may ask themselves, if I am faced with bombs that could take out my family, what We don't have any idea because we're cush.
Mm-hmm.
We've been cush in America.
You know, yeah, we're rarely bombed.
Yeah,
except by our own, basically. Well,
exactly. Okay, so we were talking about that.
That's not true.
Well,
the people that bombed us, they killed so many people that started these wars, were terrorists out of another country.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, workplaces that work for women, the list of names, I'm looking at it, and it says currently 6.2%. Women currently hold 31 or 6.2% of CEO positions at S&P 500 companies.
That's it. And that's the point I was making.
Why should it be more?
Not necessarily. The thing that we want to be sure is that women are treated equally to men.
And
you know, and I don't think you object to
at
all.
I absolutely am for that.
You know,
because I have daughters. I have, you know, I have granddaughters. They should be treated just the same. They should be. They should have the same
every opportunity.
Opportunities. They should be paid the same as long as they're doing the same job.
Uh-huh.
You know, for so long though, they're trying to say, oh, well, here's a woman that's been in the same length of time, but may have taken off because of maternity leave. They may have taken off.
We use that example. Yeah,
several years from the workforce and then came back. So yes, they've got 15 years in the workforce, but really only 10. You know, at the job. But again, that doesn't mean that should not, you know, there shouldn't be a big disparity there. As far as elected officials,
uh-huh.
The only thing I can say about that is there's more and more women every year running for office.
Thank goodness.
Well, I'm just saying there's more and more women every year running for office.
Uh-huh.
And they either they get elected or they don't get elected. I don't see how you're not looking to put a quota on there saying that we've
got
to have.
No, and I'm not a quota person.
Yeah.
You know, but I do believe that women have a harder time being elected, surprisingly, since half the people on our voter registration rolls probably are women. Women have a harder time being elected, I think, than men.
Why?
So I think there's just an implicit bias that's going on, you know, that men look at men as being more capable than women. I think that often that's true. I think that you run across a woman and you go, whoa, you know, and that person is outstanding to you. You vote for them. You do whatever you have to do, you know, to move women along. But I do think that there still is implicit bias against women.
Okay, but let's take this another step forward, my friend. Women make up
half of the population.
Well, don't they vote? So isn't there implicit bias from women against women then?
Well, I think there's implicit bias all over the place,
right.
As you know.
But if
that's one of my favorite
words.
If you've
got a man and a woman running for office,
mm-hmm.
55% of the people voting are female, and 45% are male.
And the man still wins. And that's because that's the way our brains work. And
so,
Doug Craig talks about that all the time on your show, I think.
So that women then also think that women are unable to handle the job.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Okay.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Let's just make that one because you said men, but it's both sides.
It's both sides.
Right. Okay.
You know, I think, you know, I like to tell the story of my daughter going to college. So she decided she wanted to be an engineer. Her grandpa was an engineer.
Yeah.
She wanted to be an engineer. She picked a good school. She picked Berkeley, one of the best. So she goes off to college, and she talks about often being the only woman in her class. In this engineering class.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about, and more than that, she talks about the sexism that comes with being an engineer.
Right.
And she happens to be a construction engineer, which is a male-dominated group.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she got this promotion, and she calls me up. She goes, Mom, she says, I have to go to work on Monday, and I have not one woman working for me, and I am the boss. And what will I do? And I told her, take food.
Yeah, that was probably the best advice you could ever.
So she took donuts and coffee, and she said, it's not that changed what would happen.
Oh, yes.
But she said, at least I was more acceptable than I would have been.
Why, because she brought things from the kitchen?
No, she bought them from
I know
the,
that,
the
but,
store.
But what you're saying, but what
she
you're
doesn't cook.
Is,
no, because
but what you're saying
no.
is, oh, here's the little lady bringing in.
No, what I'm saying is, she tried to understand what it would take
common ground
to find common ground.
It's common ground.
And she and I feel that this is really true. I mean, I use this a lot in my world. Food does bring you to common ground.
It does. And when you think
and
about
it has nothing to do with male or female.
If you're going into an environment, let's say, and you aren't familiar at all with the personalities in that environment, you come with a gift.
That's right.
You don't come with an attitude. You don't come with, you will respect me. You have to, first of all, I had this great conversation with somebody I've known for 40 years. And we talked about what it is when you're in an environment and you have to earn respect before you demand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So sometimes you got to take the crumbs. Sometimes you got to take whatever it is in order to carve out your respectability. And I think a good example of that is a friend of ours who's no longer with us, decided in the phone company, within the phone company, to become like a lineman. She was the first woman in this group to actually climb the poles.
Whoa.
And this would have been 25 years ago, 30. She retired from the phone company. And what that was to be a woman that was really all man.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they really treated her nicely. And this is 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. And I said, did you really get a lot of crap? She said, believe it or not, no. She said, just like anything else, if you show somebody, I can do this work, I'm in this to do a great job, people will generally respect it. Unless you maybe have one oddball that's, you know, that just can't handle it because you're because of the sex that you are. But in general, she said it was great.
All right, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody does it better than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's not going to take any chances with your family's safety. So if you give him a call at 241-8373, you can bring your vehicle in to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis of what can be done and what can't be done. If he can't fix it, he will send you to somebody that he trusts. This is Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Great guy, does great work. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies in your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avello and book direct now at AvelloAir.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Let's go, girls.
Come on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Did I already do this already?
No.
Okay.
Did
No, Linda did. Oh. So it's our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across the street or across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. See, I got a twofer on that one, even though that only because Lucky Miller's is new. But Cypress Square Barbershop is where I've been going for 14 years since I moved here. It is a great place to get your haircut. I've been never had a bad haircut there in 14 years. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number, and it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, I got two tickets. Speaking of Man's Last Stronghold, but this is for the whole family. I have a family pack of tickets for the Sportsman's Expo at the Civic Auditorium, April 2nd and 3rd. Four tickets to the person who calls 605-4567. And you've got to be a person. I guess you could be a...
And what are the dates for that show?
April 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, there we go.
Which is quickly coming up.
Coming up.
Now, if you have six kids, kids 12 and under are free. And
veterans.
You get to come in free on Sundays. But I got four tickets here, 605-4567. Okay, we're with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Acadian Respect. And I'm going to step back because they're talking about how women are not treated equal. And right now it's 2-1. So.
Well, we are not talking necessarily. That's kind of a downer sentence into right. What we're really here discussing this morning. And it is the month to celebrate women.
Right. This is Women's History Month, and women have come a long way in history. You know, you look at how hard women fought to get the vote in the United States. We were
suffragettes,
not one of the first.
But who voted to give them the vote?
Men.
Yay!
And
yay!
And if you know the story, the swing vote was somebody who got a letter from his mother that said, "You better vote for the women."
Well, you know,
I'm serious. I mean, it's a well-known story.
You know, Wyoming, one of those frontier states, were letting women vote well before
exactly.
The rest of the country.
Even, yeah. I mean, I think Wyoming was actually the very first state that gave women the vote.
Yeah.
You know, and along with that went the whole view that women couldn't sit in the Congress or sit in the state legislatures, women couldn't own businesses,
they
kind of thing.
The,
They could lose their property if their husband had not written a will. It would go
that's right.
In some states, it would go in America. I'm not talking ancient
right.
England. It would go to their male relative.
Right, the male heir.
Right.
The heir would be the male.
That's right. And so, you know, our history has put us in this place, and many cultures are still stuck in this place. But our history has built this, you know, and we're only talking 150 years ago. And women only got the vote in 1920.
Well,
we're talking 100 years ago.
Well, let's talk about
so,
it. It's 100 years. You got to turn loose of this stuff, ladies. 100 years. It's a, even my, you know what? My dad who died at age 84 wasn't born in 1900.
But it's Women's History Month.
It's Women's History Month, and we're talking about women's history.
And history could have been last year. It's about the history. Not just 150 years ago, but what has transpired? Are we moving forward and as it being equal? Are we still in an archaic mental form in our country? Are we moving forward?
I'm sure we're moving forward. But one of the things that I talk about all the time is I talk about implicit bias. And I say that many men and women... For Carl, I'll say that. Many men and women actually don't feel that women should do X or do Y. And so that kind of bias changes the way that women participate in our culture.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
here's a question that comes in from one of our chat rooms.
Okay.
Can you ask why women's groups are not up in arms about trans men taking over women's sports?
I would imagine there are some. I don't happen to know them, you know, personally.
Yeah.
But I've seen where, and I can't remember what country, I think it was the United States.
How about the United States? We have a swimmer who is a male swimmer at University of Pennsylvania.
Who became a female.
Who became a female and has just won the NCAA 500 meters.
Mm-hmm.
What's fair about that?
Well, you know, during the break.
If I was a woman, I'd be screaming about this, that I've worked my whole life to get to a certain level. And now a guy who switched over after being on the men's swim team to this year being on the women's swim team.
I think there are people screaming about that. Mm-hmm. You know, I see it all the time.
Not the ACLU.
Well.
Or the NCAA.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mark. Hey, jump in here, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys just brought it up. It seems like the women's rights groups are absolutely silent about Leah Thomas. There's weightlifters. It's happening all over the place. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of Leah Thomas, but she is broad he. Because she is not a she. He's a he. He's like 6'3", broad-shouldered. He towers over her, but there is no way the women can compete against him. And I don't understand why they're not absolutely up in arms over it. It's almost like a lot of the women's rights groups have gone woke. And I don't understand, you know, they want to talk about women's rights. Oh, this is men taking over women's sports because these men could not compete against other men.
Okay.
And I'll take your response over the
air. Got it. Thanks, Mark. Your turn.
So one of the things that I would say is I think I don't know much about women's groups and their aggression towards people who are transgender, male to female. I do know that women's groups and several of the women's groups that I belong to do believe that people have the right to make that choice about what sex they are. And it's a courageous choice. I mean, I think we shouldn't put somebody down. I personally believe that we shouldn't put somebody down when they're transgender, whether they are a bulked up man that becomes a woman and now is a bulked up woman. It took courage to go there. I mean, we have not been in that person's spot, and how can we say
Nobody's disputing that. No, I'm not there with you because you have an individual, and that's one of the things we have here in our country, and I'm sure in other some other countries as well. The freedom to choose to do what you have to do to become a transgender. But when you're in competing sports that are, there's a first place and a second place and a third place. And there is a women's team and a man's team. And now you have somebody who was, it would be, I just can't even explain it, Carl. I mean, take your life and figure out.
To work as hard as you could to reach a certain epitome at the highest levels. And then have somebody that was running on the men's track team last year is now running on the women, against the women and setting records and literally bouncing, pushing women off a team because they don't, there's only so many spots. It just, you know, but this is a small.
It's difficult, but it's a tiny part of the issue.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Women's History Month, and I'm sure what's coming up through this conversation is like Mark's call, or where are the women's groups that are outraged with the fact that this isn't fair for women?
Mm-hmm. Women have worked so hard to get to the title, you know, Title 10.
Sure.
All of these things so that they are treated equally on the playing fields, and this is a huge thing, in the fact that there were actually men's teams that were disbanded, you know, because they didn't have enough money to run all of the athletic teams, and under Title X they had to have, you know, women's sports. Mm-hmm. And, there, you know, I understand, believe it or not, I understand that, but I think what's gotten people upset is, you all have worked so hard. Women have worked so hard to get here, and now this is happening.
This is happening in a few situations. Yeah. And you know, we're always going to have the exception to the rule. And my thing is, you brought up, I mean, one of the things that has changed is the recognition for women and their ability to do sports. One of the things we need to recognize, and we have just finished talking about this too, is that women's bodies are different than men's bodies.
They are.
We come with a different genome. We come with a different set of skills. You know,
absolutely.
I'd like to say that our minds are better, but some people would disagree with that.
I have no problem. I have no problem with saying that. I know that when they took my my COVID test, the one test I took, and they stuck the stuck up my nose. They have to stick it further for men than women because our brains are smaller. We got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. I still have 4 tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. Come on. Has everybody got a ticket now? Because I've got 4 tickets for the Sportsman's Expo. Give me a call, 605-4567. It's going to be April 2nd and 3rd.
Hi, I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO for the Redding Rancheria. On behalf of the tribe, I am happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project. Perhaps you were unaware that the tribe has been working for years to relocate our current casino to our property along I-5 that the tribe purchased nearly 20 years ago. The casino relocation project will benefit the North State. Our buy local, hire local policy will spur growth and prosperity and will make our community even better. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Calling all country music fans, come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN. A must-see show. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall,
axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi, I'm Jack Putter Jr., Chairman for the Reading Rancheria. The Reading Rancheria is happy to announce that the federal government has unpaused its consideration of our casino relocation project to our I-5 property. Since purchasing the property over 20 years ago, we have carefully planned how to create a project benefiting the entire community, thus making hundreds of jobs and bringing millions of dollars to our local businesses. We will be buying local, hiring local, and provide a steady revenue for police and fire. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Yeah.
Are you? Am I here? Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I can't hear. Here in the studio, it's at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Brian Martin from
River Commons.
River Commons Senior Living with us. Also, Joshua Johnson, who is running for city council, will be here at 7 and Brian at 8. And it'll be Linda and Susan Eastman are going to be your hosts tomorrow. They kicked me out of here. That's what's happening tomorrow.
Maybe we can really focus on women's issues.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody, a woman in a financial industry.
And last thing, too, is we are going to have a phone call from Ukraine next Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock from people in Kyiv where the fighting's going on, and maybe Marshall. One of those two places where they will call in and tell us what's going on in Ukraine as our show is going on. I think it's going to be fascinating.
It just raises the...
and yes, Ukraine did fight with the Germans during World War II. That was World War II, but then again, they were fighting against the communists. And
right.
If you think of that, are the Ukrainians a perfect society? No. But...
They're pretty brave right now.
They do love democracy. Listen to the people that came here. He couldn't believe how brainwashed he had been. It took him 6 years to realize, oh my God, everything they told me was a lie.
You know, it goes back to how we grow up and what we're taught, yeah. You know, and I think it's a remark also on the situation that we're talking about, which is women's rights. You know, we grow up in a certain culture. Our brains develop along with that culture. And, you know, we were talking during the break about, one time we were talking about women in the infantry, for example. And women are not necessarily brought up to fight. You know, we talked about gangs, not necessarily made of women, made of men. You know, every little community has its own culture. And I think that we need to remember that and remember that it has an effect on kids. I was talking about so many women growing, you know, being in poverty. That's the biggest group in poverty. So we need to think about those kids that are growing up that way. How do we break that cycle? How, you know, we've tried a couple different things in our country. We augment monies for those families. During COVID, families got childcare monies, and that really
broke some of the cycle of poverty, but then now they're back to where they were before. And is 1 year of change enough? Probably not, you know. And we have to think about those kids and the way they grew up and how their brains are going to be working. You know, they're going to work the way they were taught, you know. And that's why we try and do things like have mentors for kids so that they learn a different set of rules.
Well, you know? How you're shaped is from your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important.
And the people in your environment.
And the people in your environment.
Who were shaped by the same
exactly.
environment.
Exactly. So the mentoring is like the very important mm-hmm. thing, just if it's even a morsel mm-hmm. of something to help a shift happen mm-hmm. is a beautiful thing.
Just a spark about what else there is. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned during the break that I took a group of girls down to San Francisco. Oh, this was probably 10, 12, 15 years ago. I can't remember. Time goes by so fast. And literally none of those girls had been to San Francisco. You know, we were staying in Oakland. And they had not seen a town that was mostly black people. We went to the conference at Berkeley. They had not seen a college that, on the way home, you know how kids are in the back of your car when you're driving and they're going, pop, 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 pop. And one of the girls goes, I did not know that Berkeley was an Asian university. And that's, that was the impression that she took away. You know, there are Asians at Berkeley.
Right.
But, I mean, in our society, not an excessive amount,
right?
You know,
but at Berkeley there were.
But at Berkeley that day, when she was there, there were.
Which is why the Asian community stood up when they were trying to make laws that said, you know, restricting the number of
the admission standards.
Admission standards, because they said, wait a minute, you are punishing us women and men mm-hmm. of Asian heritage.
Mm-hmm. But I think the University of California backed down from that position, which was a little bit biased.
Going back to women
itself.
At this point in our history, in our society, women do have the right to vote. Women are encouraged to run. Women are encouraged to apply for jobs in this. When I look at leadership in our town here, I look at a city council that's got three women on it. And at the Board of Supervisors, one woman mm-hmm. on it. But then it comes back again is I see one woman running for Board of Supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
In the first district.
District one.
Right. But none in the fifth district. So again, but it was women who were pushing this recall.
So one thing I can say about women.
It was a success, and it was three or four women.
That pushed it.
That pushed it through.
Right, right. You know, one thing I can say is that women have much more trouble getting money to back them when they are running for election. As it happens,
I have Reverge's almost phone number. I'm just kidding.
But it is hard. I mean, it's hard for everybody to get money in an election, but it's harder for women because men control a lot of the money that in this town, for example.
You're absolutely right, talking about this town. Yeah.
Men control the money. Harder for women
as far as businesses go,
right?
And all that.
And that's
their home. They don't.
That's not even purposeful on their part. That's really where I go to implicit bias. It's something that's in you, and you don't even know that it's there. You know, but if you're a man, I think that you know men, you know how to work with men, you pick a man. It's easier to pick something that you know than something that you don't know.
We go into the term is tribalism type thing, mm-hmm. and that's we as all of us have a tendency to associate with people we agree with. And all that. And so if it's a man versus a woman, I guess you could take it down to that. But I think males are enlightened enough that if you have two people running and this. See, it comes down to who supports what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Betancourt, obviously a very smart woman.
Yes, she is.
And obviously is smart enough to do the job.
Yes, she is.
Knows more about water than anybody, except maybe Nadine Bailey, another woman. But yet, I could not support her, not because she was a Democrat or Republican, makes no difference, but because she did not support the things that I thought were important.
But that's what voting is all about. That's what voting is all about.
She had money behind her and to run. But you also have to be able to take a look at your constituency. And when you are against what your constituency, the vast majority of your constituency is about, you're not going to win.
And that's absolutely true. And that goes back to the culture of any given place or any given group, you know.
True.
Shasta County, we're small. 180,000, 182, somebody told me. 182,000.
I think we're up to 190.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. But we are 89% white. You know, we are...
89?
89.
I thought it was 98.
It looks like 98 when you walk the streets.
Is it 89?
It's 89. Technically, it's 89.
Okay.
And that has changed, actually, since I got here.
It has changed over the years. Okay.
Yeah, it has changed over the years. So, and I do think Shasta County is in a state of change. Look at what we've done downtown. Of course, we have no parking as a result, but look at what we've done downtown. I mean,
it just is. It just is. It's changed.
It's changed.
Like, boom, changed.
It's changed. Our schools are changing. I have, for example, Judy Flores and Kelly Rizzi from, and we're going to come here and do this too.
Yay.
Are going to present to a group on, the indigenous peoples locally and how our school system is going to change to adapt to some of the needs that the indigenous population has.
Okay.
So, for example, Judy discovered that there was a high rate of expulsion